My mama said that I'm not living right. She said I'm crying on you. She said I waited up for you all night. I said I'm trying, mama. Welcome to Advanced R&D. I'm Merzane. I'm not the one that normally intros this, so I don't know where to go from here. I'm joined by two other people who are going to make me suffer today rather than me and Kenny making two other people suffer. So previous sufferees, Nate and Todd are here to make me build a list.
To make you feel the pain.
You want to introduce yourself? Yeah, I'm going to feel a lot of pain.
Yeah, I am Nate from the Gamers Guild, and I'm looking forward to getting some slight revenge onto Merzane, a.k.a. Josh, today.
Absolutely, let's do it. I'm Todd. I'm from Turn Zero. I talk too much.
No.
Boom.
Turn Zero, our mothership podcast.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so go ahead.
No, go ahead, man. Actually, you know what? You sit back and relax, man. Enjoy that chair. Let me and Nate drive the car for a little while.
That's okay. You can. I'll sit in the back.
All right, so we have something interesting for you. I'll give you a brief overview, kind of like what we gave Kenny. Nate and myself decided that when we wanted to do this, we kind of wanted to bring the year full circle, and we wanted to go back to some basics. So we decided that we were going to actually have you guys do Avengers and Cabal.
Oh,
Nate, you want to give him the breakdown on what he can't do, though?
Yeah, so we've added some additional stipulations in here. First of all, your tactic cards and everything is going to mostly go by the normal banned and restricted list. We have added the addition of deception to the banned list, as well as hired muscle, since that has caused a little bit of commotion. And since we're going deep into the jank tank, you don't need either of those.
You didn't even need to ban those for me. I wasn't even going to touch that nonsense. It's too good for this roster.
Well, good, because you also can't play MODOK.
Oh, no.
And Nate, you want to give him the rundown on what the rest of the roster has to look like?
Yep. So, the kind of fun twist here is you, no matter what, have to take Captain America, and you, no matter what, have to take Red Skull. Along with that, you must take 4 additional Avengers and 4 additional members of the Cabal.
Oh, so I have to go, like, I have to go pure affiliated.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
But you have access to any of the new Avengers and Cabal characters, with the exception of MODOK.
This is what this feels like.
Additionally, in case you were thinking about maybe trying to get cheeky, you have to use Red Skull's or Captain America's leadership ability. So that way you can't throw in like Magneto, Mystique, Sabretooth, and sneak out with Brotherhood.
Foiled again.
We've covered the bases on this one.
Yeah. You got me in a box here.
It's a lovely box.
It's an interesting box.
So with that in mind, man, where do you want to start? Do you want to start with some Avengers? Do you want to start with some Cabal? What is your thought process looking like?
Well, first off, and we probably should have addressed this first, I don't know how deep into the sob story Kenny went, but did he mention our grudge match that this is supposed to represent?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Multiple times he mentioned
multiple times.
Match. Yep.
Well, I want to give my side. So, I've been playing minis games for several years. This is his first minis game, and he's gotten into it at the same time with us. And, so far he has yet to beat me. And as much as anytime, because I typically ran events for War Machine, anytime a new player would beat me was always a fun time, because I always liked for that to be the goal, because people are like, oh, I want to beat you because you're the guy that runs it. So I look forward to for him to beat me, but it's not going to be this time.
Oh, well.
And it's not going to be soon.
Because the thing that he doesn't know, well, yeah, the thing that he doesn't know is that I'm going to be able to get crossbones.
Which... Oh, yeah, I mean, that's true. I was thinking about that when we built this. I almost wanted to add a stipulation that you couldn't play crossbones, but we decided that might be too much.
Well, it makes me a little too powerful is what is the problem. But I'm segueing that straight in there. He's the first pick. We're going, we got Cap, Red Skull, Crossbones.
I would expect nothing less.
So that is one of the, I guess that leaves you with three Cabal members left and four Avengers.
Let me go the rest. Let's talk about some Avengers first. Because I have MCPDB pulled up here. And they're in alphabetical order. So it's a lot easier for me to find them. So I think for Avengers, I want to go with some of the small fries, especially. Like, I don't know. People who cross-contaminate really well, right? And I think one of the best ones to me that can cross-contaminate, two for similar reasons, would be Ant-Man and Vision.
Interesting.
I'm probably going to play Cabal.
Mm-hmm.
I love Cabal. I think that beams are one of the... When you take MODOK out of the picture, I think one of the best things in Cabal is beams.
Yep.
Because you just get so much return on... If you can get 2-3 people and them all do damage, you start getting... If you paid for the beam, you start getting refunds. If you didn't, like with Vision's beam, you just start building so much power. Which Vision doesn't need that help, but it's always nice for them to be on there.
He also has a cheap throw.
Yes.
So that's another good point with him. And he's hard to move if he's in physical form.
Oh, yeah. I definitely think I want Vision there just for the control aspect for most of these scenarios.
I like the Ant-Man choice, too, because he's very mobile. And I think he's very underrated for what he can actually do.
Oh yeah, I love the double six dice attacks that he can do.
Mm-hmm.
If you set him up right, that's probably my favorite thing. Now I've set it up a few times and I've gotten it to work and I never do any damage, but my dice always go buck nasty with Kenny, so I'm pretty sure I can. If I want to get it with anyone, it's going to be him.
And I mean, even if it's not 2-6 dice, you can easily go in, lay up the 6 dice, get some power, and then do that beam attack.
Exactly. And if I'm in a Cabal, I'll get a little bit extra power from the first one, and then I'll be getting some power back from the beam. Yeah, I've been interested in Ant-Man. This is the perfect time. I would choose Wasp, too, and I like Wasp a lot, but her lack of a beam kind of scares me a little bit. And to be honest, Ant-Man's really simple. He's very beat face. And Wasp seems like I'm going to actually have to put brain power into it. I'm not sure I have enough brain power to fit into Wasp.
She does feel like she... I think they're probably equal in the mobility aspect, but she does feel more finesse than Ant-Man does. Ant-Man feels like you can just do some brawly stuff with him. And she doesn't feel quite the same way as he does to me.
Yeah, she's got a lot more flexibility in her reins. She has a size 3 terrain throw, which is pretty uh-huh. nice.
Oh, it is size 3. Well, hold on. I don't know what he's going to play. And he might have Brotherhood. I'm going to do some metagaming here. I don't know what he's done, what he gets. But if I'm early, he might be late. So he might be able to get Brotherhood. And... benefit from my terrain throwing, so I don't think I want to get people who can only throw terrain.
That's fair.
I think it's absolutely necessary. I think I need Black Widow 1 in this list. I need a 2-pointer, and she's the only one I have access to.
Yep.
Cabal, as of yet, does not have access to any, which is a crying shame.
Yeah, we know you want Toad, but you can't have him.
I would love Toad. I paid $16 for Toad.
I was going to ask you, would you pay $16 for him? Because we might be able to make him available for $16.
Oh, God. I get paid Friday. Can I give you $16? I'm donating to your charity of choice on Friday.
Oh, no. No, it's too late.
No IOUs.
I want to put a pause there and then kind of swap back to Cabal. It fits. It fulfills my ADD to look at the other characters. And I also think that some of those decisions are going to be based off that. But one of the ones I'm, some of the ones I'm looking at right now are Wolverine because he's hilarious. I'm looking at Hawkeye because Hawkeye is fantastic and he's 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also looking at Captain Marvel. I love Captain Marvel and Cabal.
Yeah,
I was about to say if you're looking at running Cabal heavy. She once she's in position, she can just stay in her binary form and just deal out the damage.
Just turret.
Exactly. My problem is she's very similar to Vision, and I think if I'm gonna put her in, I probably have to drop Vision. And then the other one I'm thinking about is Thor, because I probably need a 5-pointer, and I've been locked out of the other 5-pointer, so I'm not gonna be able to bring him. So yeah, let me swap to Cabal real quick. I could do Magneto and Mystique. Do you think Mystique is good enough without Deception?
I still really like her. And I think, in Cabal, she could probably be a pretty solid barrier getting to shoot twice. Like, she could be a really good battery there. The question is, do you need a secondary battery when you have Vision, who is an even better battery?
I mean, him or who else? Were Captain Marvel? Or,
yeah.
I probably don't need that. I think Zemo is an auto include.
I'd agree with that.
Crossbones, get Zemo in there. His reroll's fantastic. We talked about maneuverability with Ant-Man. His maneuverability is also fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
If you've never double steel rushed in a turn, or charge steel rush, it's a...
it's pretty dirty.
It's a hell of a drug.
It's pretty dirty.
You know, as much as I'm not a fan, I'm really looking hard at Killmonger.
Ooh.
I don't even really like Killmonger. I just like the idea of Killmonger.
Well, if you end up going Avengers, he's got a turn one charge along with Baron Zemo, which kind of is fun.
Ooh, it's true. I'm also thinking if I go Cabal, I'm probably going to take Dark Reign. I typically don't play Dark Reign, but he's not a bad one for Dark Reign if I'm...
I would dare say that he is an excellent target to have Dark Reign go after that usurp turn.
You know who else is a pretty good Dark Reign target? MODOK.
MODOK.
Guess who we can't do here?
MODOK.
You know how hard that makes this?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty. It sucks, doesn't it?
A little bit. Yeah. I can't even just like hard tilt into reality, Corvus, either.
We got you on both sides for the jank y'all pulled on us.
Yeah, you did. I'm proud. It feels bad. I feel like I need to write apology letters. I'm sorry, you two, and I'm sorry, Sploosh and Morgan.
This is where it gets hard, though, right? You get down to his final two.
Yeah, like I blew through so many, and now I'm even looking at some of those. Like, I don't know.
So, I mean, let's do the point breakdown. Like, what's your rosters you're looking at? Say at like 17, 16, stuff like that. Like, where do you see weaknesses in what you have so far?
Well, everything starts at 8. That's just the way that this roster is going to work. It starts at 8. I have to bring Captain America and Red Skull.
Mm-hmm.
So the standard 17 with this spread, I can't really go Cabal if I do Ant-Man and Vision like I was talking about. It'd have to be Avengers. So I think that if I did that, I would do Vision and Ant-Man would be 15.
Well, why not?
Yeah, you've got 10. You've got... Red Skull, Crossbones.
If you do Red Skull, Crossbones, Baron Zemo, that's 10.
And then so you add Vision. Yeah.
17.
But I need a Captain America in there, don't I?
No. They're just your leaders.
Oh! I thought, okay, that changes everything. I thought the stipulation was they had to be in every squad.
Oh, no. They don't like each other that much.
You want to give us ideas.
Yeah, I was thinking it was like a Battle Brothers thing where they've made up. Can I till the end of the line those two? Okay, that changes things. So for Red Skull, I typically would do Crossbones, Zemo, Red Skull, and then a lot of the time I would go Shuri and then a four pointer for 17. So I could do Ant-Man and Killmonger, or Vision and Ant-Man, or I was gonna say Bullseye, but he's not gonna touch this roster.
Well, if you put Thor in that last spot, you could go Red Skull, Crossbones, Zemo, Thor, Widow.
That's true too. I almost feel like I would want to do Thor either on a higher point objective, maybe something like that same Cabal lineup with Thor and Vision on the Citizen, so I can evacuate really quick. Or on something low point to be aggressive. I mean, I could just do BDT.
I mean, that is in your realm of possibility, yeah.
I don't know if I want to spend a splot on Hulk, though.
Just bring field dressing, man.
God, that is so funny. You know what else is funny? All you've got on a Hulk.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. I've done that.
I played someone who had that capability. I don't think they did it, but I was just like sweating profusely at the thought that the Hulk might get two activations. This is rough. I'm also thinking like hyper jank. Like I'm thinking Wolverine with All You Got, because that's awesome. I've been loving Wolverine lately.
Why do you mean no matter the cost, or do you mean All You've Got with Wolverine?
Yes.
Do you mean this one or this one? Yes.
Yes, both.
Interesting.
Of them. I meant no matter the cost. I said All You Got because I was thinking of them stapled together.
Gotcha.
With a Doom Prophecy glued on the back of Wolverine's card.
I'm liking where this is going so far. That's exactly. You're checking all the boxes for me.
That's exactly what we convinced Sploosh to do. And I instantly fell in love with that. I've actually played it. I like to call it Wolverine Pinball. When you just start Berserker barraging everywhere.
I mean, he certainly has the capability.
So I think we're going to put Wolverine in that last Avengers spot for now.
All right.
Interesting.
So right now I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 four-pointers, and 1, 2, 3 three-pointers, and a two-pointer.
You're looking expensive, man.
It is very expensive.
You got lots of four-pointers in there.
I have way too many four-pointers. I don't have enough odd-numbered characters.
Well, I mean, technically you can run at every point level right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you want ultimate flexibility, you want your last one to be another three-pointer, right?
That's what I'm thinking.
And you don't have a five-pointer that you can pull from Cabal, but you do have a Magneto if you want a big threat.
I don't think so. I could do... Mystique isn't... We talked about Mystique a little bit. She's not bad. Bullseye is bad, so we're not going to talk about him anymore.
Fair enough.
Surprise twist, you have to take Bullseye.
No, please. I'm begging you. I'll pay you $16 to make...
And you have to take him in place of Crossbones.
Oh, no.
All right, no, so looking at who is left in Cabal, your options are Kingpin, Loki, Magneto, Mystique, Sabretooth, and Ultron.
Okay. You said something interesting there, and that was Loki, because I totally forgot he's Cabal. Because on this database, they're arranged in alphabetical order, by affiliations alphabetical order. And if they're multi-affiliation, it does their primary one first, I guess, because Killmonger's all the way in Wakanda.
Mm-hmm.
And Loki's all the way in Asgard. So, I could get rid of Killmonger. I can't take gems, can I?
Yes.
Is that yes, I can, or no,
yes.
I can't?
Yes, you can.
You can take one gem. You can remove either one Cabal or one Avenger and play with a gem.
Ooh. That's spicy. Loki sounds really fun. You know what's really fun about Loki? Kenny loves Loki. So it would be very insulting. Oh, God. Oh, no. I'm channeling something here. So Wolverine. Okay. We need to remove a four-point Avenger, and we're going to replace them with Thor.
Oh, okay.
So I discussed this a little bit in pre-show, but I think it may be too janky, but I may need to consult with my local friend Hunter. He likes this combo with Thor and Loki where, oh, well, it doesn't work anymore because he can't drop off. That was what he used to do. He used to drop off one of them.
Yep. And sibling rivalry.
Sibling rivalry.
Yeah.
Get that help. Was, and then the follow play. Me.
Yep.
He can't do that anymore. Ugh. I could Rainbow Bridge if I played Asgard.
Not yet, you can't.
Not yet. That doesn't exist. Cut this one. Okay. I need to make a decision, don't I? Stop just...
You take your time. You stall all you want. We are delighted in your pain.
Yeah. Watching you squirm a little is kind of nice.
It is hard. Well, and I think more so, I feel like, I don't know how competitive Kenny got. But I am.
I will tell you, Kenny wants this one real bad.
I'm sure he does. But I've got this. I've got one side on one shoulder. I've got one that says, just build something degenerate and just make it hurt. And then the other side is like, do something dumb as hell. Something so stupid. Because that's what this is all about. Oh, I just realized Kenny set up a Google Doc for us to use, and my player name is The Loser. Event name, Kenny Finally Wins.
Yeah, I mean, I think the event name is just clarity enough of how much Kenny wants this. How much?
Yeah,
he
wants
this.
It, man. I guess I gotta bring something. I guess I gotta play good things, Kenny. I'm liking what I see in this roster now. I guess the real question is, who am I gonna primary? Am I gonna primary Avengers or am I gonna primary Cabal? I think if I primary Avengers, I don't take Killmonger and I take Loki. And I don't take Darkreign. Because I've been kind of building with a Darkreign thought process.
I really like Darkreign, personally. I don't know how many people have ever seen one of my games, but I roll like absolute dog shit. So anything that can help mitigate that, I'm all for.
I was about to say, it gives dice consistency to Crossbones, who doesn't have it. Gives it to Killmonger, who doesn't really have it. And Red Skull, who doesn't really have it. Now, granted, if you're opting out and leaning more toward Avengers, then maybe you don't even run a Cabal-specific tactic card.
Right.
And that's what I'm thinking. Typically, when I'd play Cabal, I wouldn't take Darkreign. And part of that was because I'd have an off-affiliation beater like Marvel or Vision.
But you probably also had Shuri in there, which gave you rerolls at the time.
I had Shuri and I had Zemo.
Yeah.
Which helped a little bit with that. I could still do the Captain Marvel because she is pretty consistent with her rerolls on her four die attack. But then I have to drop Vision. I don't know if I want to do that right now. I think my next, that's not a lock-in, I think I'm going to replace Killmonger. Partially on principle because I'm not a Killmonger fan. And partially because I want to make room for Loki with the gem. The mind gem, not the space gem.
Ooh.
I like Loki a lot. To my core, I'm really a control player. I like when people don't get to play the game, and Loki's a good step towards that. That's why I like Shuri so much.
Mm-hmm.
If you bring someone like Hulk and I just say that your favorite piece doesn't get to play.
Yeah. Yeah, and Loki with a mind gem is real good at countering position, and then he's just a nightmare with that ability to increase the cost of superpowers.
And he's really good in Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I know he'll listen to this before the game, but spoiler alert.
I mean, he does have to edit it.
Yes. He's definitely not watching me with a gun to my head right now.
So you have a full 10 right now. Do you want to lock this in?
No, I do not want to lock this in. You can't trick me.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Because I want to... I need to get Thor in there. I think I need to get Thor in there. Do I need to get Thor in there? Let's break down some points.
Todd, throw out a situation. What you got for him?
What's that? I'm sorry.
throw a crisis at Merzenian and see.
Yeah. All right. So let's say 18 points.
18 points. So if it's hammers, I think I want to go Avengers. I think I'm feeling, as much as I like Cabal, I'm feeling Avengers really good on this. So Cap, Vision, Ant-Man's 11. I've got 7 more. So I could go Loki, Mind Gem, and Black Widow. And that is a 5 wide. I could drop Widow and Loki and pick up Zemo and Wolverine. And that gives me a lot more offense, especially on something like Hammers. So I think if I do something like Spider Portals, I think for Spider Portals, I would do Black Widow, Loki. That gives me control. That gives me speed. And I think for Hammers, I'd do something like Zemo and Wolverine because I don't really like doing all that stuff.
Yep, give Wolverine the chance at more wilds. Zemo with his rerolls with just more dice is never a bad thing.
Yeah, and then, so, like, let's say that's your idea for 18. Where do you go at 19, just going up 1 point?
It's going up 1 point. So it's probably Citizens, or it's Demons Downtown. Demons Downtown, I think Vision is necessary because beams are just so good on E.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just kind of go anywhere if it's...
Yeah, this has got a lot of flexibility in it.
I think if we're doing Demons Downtown, I could do the Cabal, the Red Skull, Crossbones, Zemo, and I could do Vision for 14, and I can go something like Ant-Man for another beam with Black Widow, and that's 6 wide. Oh, but that's not an affiliation, is it?
That puts you at 3 and 3. So yeah, you could do Vision and Loki Mind Gem, which does get you affiliation, and that gives you like 2 of the most potent characters on that setup.
Yeah.
Because Loki's bubble just hits everybody at that point, and Vision and his beam obviously do work.
And I think that I can literally take Crossbones out. That pained me. I could take Crossbones out and put Ant-Man in with Captain America over Red Skull and have an Avengers team. And that would be pretty good at Citizens, too. Because I'll have both Loki and Vision, which are my 2 best power generators. Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Who am I not using? I have a situation for almost everyone.
Yeah, and I think it gives you a flex into any of those 3s or 4s. Like, putting Thor in there might actually muddle that a little bit more.
That's what I'm thinking.
You haven't used Black Widow, Core Widow.
Oh, you mentioned her a couple times.
Yeah, I guess. And then it ended up getting swapped around for something else. Because it's kind of like, do you want a 3-pointer and her? Or do you want Loki with the Mind Gem?
Yeah, I think another situation I'd use her. And this is some weird stuff, and I'm going to sound like an idiot when I say this, but Black Widow is insanely good on deadly meteors, and I mentioned earlier the spider portals. She's only got 2 energy, but that I think it's mapped out to like a 75% chance to succeed on 2 if she's not contested, and she can get just about anywhere she wants any turn.
Yeah.
I mean, you can read off dice stats all you want. I've seen Wolverine fail to flip the arcade trap. With 4
you
dice.
Are talking to me as well, so I don't do real good with dice math.
I'm gonna bring up another local friend, my friend Josh, not me, Josh, different Josh. Swear to God,
you can be your own friend, Josh. It's okay.
I am, but this is a different Josh. He played Spider Foes against me, and we played a bunch of deadly meteors, and spider portals, and he brought Black Widow in there. And I swear to God, it didn't matter if I've had someone on the point or not. She always flipped the point. Every time he moved her somewhere, he's like, I'm going to flip this one, and I'm going to flip this one. Done.
Jesus.
So I could do something like, if I did like Deadly Meteors, I could do Cap, Zemo, and then Ant-Man, who isn't great, but he's got a similar idea. And that puts me at 10, and I need an Avenger. So I can go Wolverine or Vision.
That gives you a lot of twos on your energy defense for rolling.
Yeah, but it also gives me a lot of punch, so I can just kill people and then take it.
Yeah, it's a much more aggressive lineup, for sure.
Or I could do the, I could do Cap, Ant-Man, Zemo, Loki with the gem, Black Widow. And that's not bad.
Yeah.
All right, so you laughed at us earlier, but it sounds like you do want to lock in this roster.
I feel like you want to lock it in.
I wish I had. I wish there was like a sound bite for like the plug it in, but it was lock it in. Let me just skim this real quick. Captain Marvel, no. Hawkeye, ooh, no. No. Do I have enough energy, actually, is a good question.
I think you have plenty batteries.
You've got, well...
No, not power.
You've got Vision, you've got Red Skull, kind of period. Loki has one, but it's only a 4-dice energy attack.
Yeah.
Is that a problem? Would it be cool to add Hawkeye over someone?
Well, you would have to take out... So if your concern is energy, you can't take out Vision. So then you're swapping out either Ant-Man, Widow, or Wolverine.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Ant-Man, Widow. I would probably put it at Ant-Man or Widow, right? Or Wolverine. You have so many fours.
Yeah, I just love fours. The fours are my favorite.
Yeah, I like threes them too.
Threes are where this game is really played, but fours are so much fun.
And I don't think taking Wolverine out really messes any of your math up anywhere.
Yeah, I didn't see it anywhere either. He's just a different four to flex in, really.
Yeah, I think that he's the ideal four threat for something like Hammers or alongside Vision on an E-map.
So are you planning on taking Hammers?
I think so. I think with this roster, Hammers is really good. I have a lot of ways to force multiply with stuff like Zemo, Wolverine with his wilds, Vision with his beams, Ant-Man with his beam.
Yeah.
I have Black Widow is a really good choice to her and Zemo, a really good choice to just grab him and just get out of dodge. And that's typically how my Hammer games go is they end up on four different characters round one, and then they end up on two different characters round two, and then they all end up in the center round three or four. Getting passed back and forth by the same people punching each other.
To counter hammers.
I wish Miles was an Avenger.
No, because Peter would need to be an Avenger first. Let's not start this fight.
I'm just saying, I really wish I could get access to the Venom Blast. I don't have any other ways to cheekily remove to interact with the environment.
You do have access if you drop Ant-Man for Hawkeye. You have professionals.
That is true.
Oh, that's a little too cheeky.
Are you sure? Because it feels kind of good.
You asked for something. I give you that something. You gave me.
I'm not laughing. I'm just like, oh. I'm laughing because I like it. But I feel like I'm not big brain enough to make it work.
You know what? I don't think you can pull it off. I'm going to dare you.
I really
you.
Don't. No, I'm I really dare don't. You. I think you're right. I'm gonna roll over. I don't have the balls to say I've got that.
Because, man, it would be really cool if you kind of like built in a mini game plan for something like Wakandan Herbs and professionaled his herb away and run away with Core Widow with stealth and a long move.
Oh, that'd be dirty.
Oh, that's disgusting. Now you're just trying to make me be mean.
No, we want to see some jank, man.
Oh, dude. I don't want to get rid of Ant-Man, though. I love Ant-Man.
I mean, you could always just drop Wolverine.
Oh, I love Wolverine. I'm actually really loving this roster. Like, I'm actually looking at it like, I really love all the people in here.
I see a meme forming where it's me and Todd being like, hey, Josh, you ready to lock it in? And he's like, oh, no, I don't know yet.
Because I was going right back to that after he said, yeah, I'm really liking this roster. That's exactly where I was going.
So, Josh, for the third time, are you ready to lock it in? With zero changes made?
I'm crying. Oh, yes.
Oh, all shit. Right.
Let's get it.
It is.
I made this bet. I'm going to lay in it.
And
so we scared him with the professionals to the point where he just decided he was staying where he was.
No, I knew if you talked to me more about it, I was going to do it. And I know I'm not doubting myself. I'm just being honest. I'm 100% too stupid to pull off a good professionals play.
Well, with that then, Todd, do you want to go over the team members he does have?
All right, so here we go, Josh. This is it, right?
This is it.
So we got Captain America, Vision, Ant-Man, Black Widow 1, Wolverine, Red Skull, Crossbones, Baron Zemo, and Loki with his trusty mind gem.
Yeah, I like it.
Pretty solid. I like that list.
I like it. It's a lot of classics, and it's got a couple of new boys sprinkled in there.
Yeah, so I think what, we're going to Secures now? Is that right?
Yeah. Secures, or if you want to go crazy and start with the Extracts, it doesn't matter to us. It's all Crisis.
I definitely want to go Extracts first because I know what they're going to be, or two of them at least. So I'm definitely doing Hammers. I love Hammers. Like, I've slowly started to realize that what I really want to play, I want to play something like Spiders. Like, I love Spiders. They're probably my favorite affiliation and will probably forever be my favorite affiliation. But when I'm not playing Spiders, I basically have Hammers glued to my hand. Love that scenario. Panic Grips the City as the citizen. I feel like Loki and Vision are just too good to not do that on. I think that was a really cool tech. I've had it mapped out where I can do either one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, excuse me. And do I can do either affiliation and get that done.
Right.
And then the last one, we've got a few choices. If you gave him permission, I know he'll do his he's got this sweet tech on the Mutant Extremist Target US Senators to get the Senators and make your life miserable. I don't want to do that one. I don't like alien ships and I don't like Skrulls on a fundamental level.
Sounds like Spiders.
Spiders or cubes.
Now, hear me out. I may get rope-a-doped and I may play into his plan. But one of my favorite things to do, if I can pull it off, is to play, and he knows this, is to play Wakanda Herbs and just ignore the scenario and just beat up on everybody. I pick up my herbs so I can punch people harder.
I've totally done it with Wolverine like 3 times at this point. Just send Wolverine over there, give him an extra die, and let him go to town.
Yeah, I don't even know how to score that objective. I don't think I've ever scored it since it's come out.
I mean, when drop-off was around, man, I scored that turn one or turn two consistently. But
yeah,
with that tool taken away, it's a lot of resources into a turn one score.
Yeah, I've never tried to even score it. I've always just run beat down on 15 if that's what's out.
I almost always play it like a secondary blue where I pick up I play goalie.
Yeah.
My favorite was, you can ask Lance about goalie Thanos. I'm pretty sure he still won that game, but Thanos picked up the herb and just started one-shotting everybody that came around.
All right, so in that case, let's just run through it. What do you look at 15 Wakandan herbs?
Well, I definitely think I don't bring Vision, who's my typical 4, so I definitely think it's Wolverine. I think it would be Avengers. So we do Cap, Ant-Man, Wolverine is 11. Oh, shit. That's hard. 15's weird. Oh, that's a problem. 15's weird. Oh, I'm discovering things. I could do Red Skull, Crossbones, Zemo at 10. I can't get Wolverine at 15, so if I would have to do it with priority and choose something that's not 15.
Well, you could do Red Skull, Crossbones, Zemo, Ant-Man, and Widow, and go 5 wide.
Which isn't bad, and I have the one character on my list that can actually score the stupid objective.
Yeah. You could also go more heavy aggro Avengers and go, you could actually do Cap, Vision, Wolverine, right? As a 12 core, and then add in like a Zemo or something for a 3-pointer, and run a 4-wide aggressive build at 15.
Or I could do Cap, Wolverine, Loki, no gem for 12, and then Ant-Man at 15.
Yeah.
So out of curiosity, why are you anti-Vision on herbs?
Typically, my game plan with Vision is to put him on a spot and use him like a turret that also has a yeet. And I'm thinking of it purely from a goalie standpoint. The only thing I can do is Synthezoid Avenger for a benefit. And I'm not really sure that's a great benefit.
I mean, he can also yeet the herb carrier.
He can also yeet the herb carrier.
I would also say your other 15 is a centerline objective, and he's a good, solid centerline player on that objective.
He is. I'm just thinking purely from a Wakanda. I definitely have flexibility to get him in there. I'm just thinking purely from an herb standpoint. I could also do something like on Gamma, I could do Cap, Vision, Widow 1, Loki, Mind Gem. And that's pretty cute. I don't think I want Mystic Herbs. I guess I could do Struggle for the Cube.
I say it puts us back to cubes and spiders.
Or Montesi, right?
Or Montesi. But looking at, I mean, you could give Widow it for the advantage on the beam. But outside of her, most of your attackers have...
I'm thinking of someone like, you know, Baron Zemo and Cabal with a Montesi book. Moving along, shooting on beam three.
Getting some rerolls.
And getting some power back. And if you could do a charge Montesi beam and then steel rush away.
Yeah, it's kind of disgusting.
I kind of like that a lot.
That's kind of gross.
Yeah.
I'm kind of digging that. And it's 6 power. That's a big upgrade for some of these characters. Now, I am not unaware of the fact that I'm pretty low on energy defense for a lot of these characters.
Well, really, your only low, I guess, Crossbones is also below average. But Ant-Man will at least get his rerolls and usually will be able to... jump out of the way of a second beam attack. Loki can straight up ignore beam attacks. And Widow is a little bit more vulnerable, especially if they are not within the martial prowess range. But yeah, I think you could make good use of the Montesi formula on second to look at it.
I think I like Montesi. And it's also an E objective. And I want to beat face, so I like the E's. Okay, yeah. I think we're going to do E. We're going to do Montesi.
Cool. So that means we're going into Gamma?
Yeah. Maybe. It definitely means we're going into Demons Downtown. I love Demons because I like the damned if you do, damned if you don't, literally, because it's Demons. And the fact that you get lit on fire if you try to score. But I also like it because it encourages beat face because incinerates. And it's up in the middle. And you don't score very much. So you just start kicking the shit out of each other. I kind of like Deadly Meteors. I don't think I want to go... I don't think I want to do the double E. I think 15 is one of my weirder ones. So I'm not super certain I want to go Deadly Meteors. Or excuse me, Gamma.
Yeah.
I also think that if shit goes sideways, this team's not going to recover well enough to be able to protect my back point.
Cool. So real quick, you just made a very valid point about having low energy defenses.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up about demons. Like, with the, if he has to take incinerate tokens and he's rolling one die.
I was thinking deadly meteors, because vision can't even, so vision taking energy attacks, he can mitigate. But, like, that puts vision at 2 energy, Ant-Man at 2 energy, Black Widow at 2 energy, and Crossbones.
Yeah.
That's 4 of your 9 characters that have 2 energy defense. And you want to put it on meteors?
1. I'm a ballsy motherfucker.
Not ballsy enough to play professionals.
Not smart enough to play professionals. Excuse you. But I am dumb enough to play Deadly Meteors with like 16 characters on 2 defense.
All right.
But let me explain a little bit. Let me paint a picture. So we talked earlier about 75% chance on 2 dice, which is actually pretty good.
If those percentages are correct.
And if dice care about percentages.
Dice do not give a shit about percentages. you don't ever think they do. Let me kind of go in order. So Cap's got a 4, and that's real good. He can do it. He also has got a push, and he's got a throw on his shield slam ability. Or shield slam attack. Vision's got a throw. So if you throw someone off, and he's only being contested by 1, you throw that person off, he has a pretty good chance to flip it. And he's not going to move, because they're not going to be able to push him off. Ant-Man, he's not going to contest. He's not going to get a contested 1, but he can get clear across the board pretty easily and try to flip. If he's on the right, he could try to flip the left 1. So he can kind of ebb and flow with the battle and try to flip objectives that are getting left behind. Widow's the same way.
So I feel that argument a lot better on the spider portals, where things are a little bit more spread out. But the benefit of the deadly meteors is the clumped upness of them, where you can kind of have benefits, usually like a Captain America with Thor and Captain Marvel, like all kind of synergize. They're able to easily protect multiple points. In this one, I don't know how many are going to be easily left alone.
That's true. Oh, that's why, isn't it? Sorry, my cursor is just moving on its own, and it's freaking me out.
Kenny's hacked your computer. He's in.
He's in.
Yeah, he's eavesdropping. He's getting the info.
I forgot I have a second mouse plugged in. Don't ask me why I have 2 mice plugged in. I don't know why.
All right, so you're ballsy enough to go with deadly meteors here. What does your third objective look like for the Secures?
Okay, Mutant Madman. Absolutely Mutant Madman. High
you
threat.
Mean, you mean the one where you have a lot of 4 physical defenses that roll?
Yeah, I was going to say that might actually be better. I don't know if I really like the... I don't really know if I like it being so spread out, right? But I definitely like flipping those. And that gives me 2 ways to counter him if you guys gave him Criminal Syndicate. So I can't accidentally toss away the wrong thing. That gives me 2 separate ones to brawl on, and then 1 to actually try to play a scenario. I think I like that. Hey, and I've got 19, 18, 17 in both of them. I didn't plan for that, but now I'm really liking that.
And we've already discussed the 19 and the 18, so what would you run for 17?
Oh, there's so much I could run at 17. I could run that Cabal 10, and then Loki Mind Gem Black Widow, or a 4 and a 3, like Vision or Wolverine, and then Ant-Man, or Loki and Ant-Man. In Avengers, I could do... I'd have to start at 11 points minimum, and that leaves me with 6, so I could get Crossbones and Zemo. Or I could do...
I suppose you can start with 10 doing... or even really lower if you wanted to.
I was thinking to get the affiliation, I got to start at 11. Because I got to do Cap, and then a 4-pointer, and then a 3-pointer. Oh, no, because I got Black Widow. Excuse me, I can start at 10.
You can start at 9.
Your math is off somewhere, because you could do... If you did Captain America, Vision, and Black Widow, you're at 10.
Yeah. Or I could do, like you just said, I could do it 9 with Ant-Man and Widow.
Yeah.
And that would give me access to something like Zemo and Loki with the gem, or 2 4-pointers, like a Vision and a Wolverine. Yeah, that works.
All right, you like the 17. You like the 19. You like the 18.
Yeah.
Are you ready to lock it in?
See, I was really confident until you said that. You feel so good. It feels so good. You're having fun. You think, yeah, I got something good going here. And they're like, you want to lock it in? It's like, oh, I don't know.
Because, man, it sure looks like Hawkeye would have been an awesome choice right about now.
Yeah. We don't talk about that. We have Crossbones, and honestly, do we need
the same character?
The same character. Crossbones got a gun
that he decided to not use
because he doesn't need to use it
on turn 3.
Ever. I mean, think about it. So, like, I don't know. The Hadron Enforcer shoots what, 7 dice? So Rocket, the gunsmith's biggest gun, shoots 7. Well, all Crossbones has to do is give you a haymaker, and that hits harder than the Hadron Enforcer. Think about that.
Into the strongest defense in the game, but sure. All right. I hear you.
Think about that.
We're thinking about it. In the meantime, you're locking it in?
I'm locking it in.
All right.
I actually like the 17, 18, 19. I think those are your best point totals.
I do too. I think I can get away with other ones. And I don't think I'm necessarily disadvantaged on those. I'm definitely more comfortable with higher points.
Yeah.
All right. Tactics. Can't take aim lackeys.
So do you want to start with the restricted cards that you can bring in? Do you want to start with some of the other stuff? Where do you want to go?
I want to look at some of my Avengers affiliated cards first.
Well, there's two of them.
Many. Yeah, so there's not many. Hold on, let me find them real quick.
You've got the Avengers Assemble.
I think that's required reading, right? I think Avengers Assemble is just absolutely stapled to this roster.
Yeah, if you have even the slightest intention of running Avengers, Avengers Assemble is a solid card.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
I don't think I have any good Cosmic Invigorate tokens or targets.
I agree with you. Maybe Wolverine going twice is kind of fun, but outside of that, there isn't really any a bold choice. Although Wolverine getting to heal 4 in a single round definitely has some appeals.
Yeah.
I definitely think that, and it's definitely interesting that he's far less likely to just die to the Cosmic Invigorate. Because if you've never had your character just die to the Cosmic Invigorate, you haven't truly lived or truly played this game.
Oh, I've done it. I've done that. That's a life experience right there.
I killed MODOK.
I've killed Killmonger more than anyone. I think I've killed him like 3 or 4 times.
I believe that. Yeah, I don't think I want Cosmic Invigorate. I think all you've got is better, right? Because I agree that Wolverine's a good target. I think Zemo's a good target. I think Ant-Man's potentially a good target. No, because he can't... Well, yeah, because you could split up his activation into 2 turns and he can get all of his movement shenanigans.
Yeah, especially like when Meteors or something, if you do an all you got on Ant-Man and can flip 2 or 3 tokens in one go, like that'd be pretty gross.
Well, you gotta remember because it's the same turn, so he can't do his hitch a ride or his change shape.
Oh, yeah.
Twice. But he could if I took Cosmic Invigorate and he was Cabal... Because it'd be a separate turn. I don't think we want to go that route, though. I think we want to stay away from that. I think it's a trap. And I typically don't take Cosmic Invigorate because I've always felt like you search for it too much and it sometimes gets you into a trap. I definitely want to take Advanced R&D.
I think that's solid.
Marketing. I got to represent. So this can kind of shore up the problem with defense, energy defense and stuff. And also acts as a mini Dune Prophecy without going all in on Dune Prophecy. I could do Blind Obsession. I think Zemo, Crossbones, Wolverine, potentially Ant-Man, even maybe Loki with his I Am a God, all kind of like that.
Yeah, I'm in on that one. I think that's a good call. I think Ant-Man really likes it.
Yeah, until he gets shot by someone else. It has no. It only has one defense dice.
Yeah.
Well. But them's the way the game plays, right?
That's how it goes when you get all fixated on somebody.
I've never taken it, but is climbing gear something that this list would appreciate?
I think your movement's actually pretty good.
Who would you want to play it? Because climbing gear is usually a very specific, like, hey, this character needs movement help.
Like, I could do it to Wolverine or Zemo if they're just out of charge range to get them in. Does it have to be during their activation that you do climbing gear?
It does not.
So I could do something like, let's say I put Loki in a position to do some stuff, and then I could do climbing gear to move him again to get him into a spot with for his bubble. If they throw Crossbones off a point, I could climbing gear him to push him back on the point. Or really with anybody. Acts as like a mini aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
It feels too niche to me, man.
It does.
Like the only thing that you've said that really appealed to me is Loki, because he's going to have the power to play it.
Yeah.
I feel like Crossbones, yeah, you'd much rather have that power for a haymaker than just get a second
attack.
You're
not wrong. I do like lots of dice. Well, I guess this is a good question then. What about exceptional healing? Is it worth it with only one healing factor, boy?
I think it depends on how many rosters you plan on taking him in, right? Is he a central piece, or is he going to be a flex piece?
He's probably more of a flex piece.
Then it may be better to bring something like No Matter the Cost that is a little bit more universal, while it definitely synergizes best with Wolverine.
Yeah.
Oh, we're definitely bringing No Matter the Cost. I love that thing. And we're also going to bring MedPack. I love MedPack. MedPack is just pretty universal, I think.
It's just good.
Yeah. It's almost like it's restricted or something.
Yeah. It is restricted. That's one of my two restricted cards. I just had a thought, and it's gone already. And what was the other? You banned me from Hired Muscle. What was the other one I was banned from?
Deception.
Okay. You didn't let me get anything I've asked you.
Well, we offered you professionals, but
we did.
We are.
Strictly better card. You're not wrong. I feel like I'm kind of... Nate did this to me, and I've loved it ever since. Disarm is probably one of my favorite cards now. I have a lot of maneuverability to get disarm on random targets. Like, it's really easy to play, right? Like, you've got to be within three, and you got to...
Yeah, it's range three, two characters. It doesn't even have to be one of the active characters playing it.
Yeah, I think you've got plenty of maneuverability for that.
Yep, so that can be Ant-Man, who catches a ride, plays it, and then go beat somebody else up. It can be Zemo after he does a steel rush. Plenty of ways to get disarm. And it's my pet card, so I will never say anything bad about it.
I love that card. You like that game we played, and you like, I think you disarmed Vision, right? Like, somebody disarmed whoever my 4-point beater was in my Cabalas.
So
like,
it was Hela, and it was after you field dressing her.
I remember now, and
God,
I was like,
you're dirty, Nate.
I was like, oh no. Okay, she's just not gonna do anything this turn.
How's that 4-point investment feel like? And 4 resources? Oh my god. That's so dirty, Nate.
I could spite you by putting Face Me in, getting discount deception. It's like Dollar Tree deception.
You know, I'm going to be playing that against Sooner tonight, so... it is one of my cards as well.
I feel like it's not terrible. I just don't know if it's good.
So... Real quick, looking at it, you've already got 5 cards that you can bring into any matchup that we've described right now, with Advanced R&D, Blind Obsession, No Matter the Cost, MedPack, and Disarm. So you haven't spent a lot of your Team Tactic card slots on like character-specific tactics or affiliation-specific tactic cards, so you can definitely bring in a little bit of a flex for a niche situation.
Yeah. I go back to Dark Reign.
I don't have any good beaters for it, really. I could do like an all you've got Baron Zemo play, because Dark Reign's the round, right?
Mm-hmm. It is the round, yeah.
But so, if we're looking at the characters that can benefit from Dark Reign, Loki already has dice modification with his I Am a God.
That's true.
Zemo can already reroll all of his attack dice for two power. So Crossbones could get the reroll benefit, and Red Skull...
Yeah, but nobody plays Crossbones.
Well, Josh does. And so I just... I don't think you have enough characters that it can be universally like, hey, here's the team-up, beat-up situation.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I was going back to when he had Killmonger in the roster as well. So.
Oh, yeah. No, if he had dropped Crossbones for Killmonger, Loki pays for it. Killmonger just goes off.
Look at that. Man.
I don't like Killmonger.
I don't like Killmonger, but I love Crossbones.
I do love Crossbones. You can't take that away from me either.
Wouldn't dare.
It also would have been really cool if I had had like a cheeky Mystique in there, just a Dark Reign, like, oh god. Oh no, I missed the opportunity to do Dark Reign, Blind Obsession, Dune Prophecy with Mystique.
I saw it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
Todd, could you imagine if he brought Agent Widow, Mystique, and Dune Prophecy?
Jeez. And you could still put BDT in that list and still have room in the cards? That's crazy.
You're supposed to help me find this, Jake.
We guide you along your path. We don't just point you in a direction.
Yeah.
I just windmill slam the jankiest shit I can think of. Ask Morgan. He gave us way too much power. I have two more. I think all you've got's good, right? I think Wolverine's good with it. I think there's good. I think you can do Baron Zemo. I think you can do Ant-Man if you get thrown in the mix hard enough. Vision's good with it.
I wouldn't do it with Ant-Man because you're at most getting 3 of the 6 dice attacks if things work out perfectly.
Well, here's the thing. You can do 3 6 dice attacks and then 1 beam.
In Magical Christmas Land, yeah.
Absolutely.
In Magical Christmas Land.
Hey, well, let's think about Cabal for a second there. Like, all he has to do is 1 damage on each ant-sized uppercut, and that's 6 power total. He spends 3, or is it 4 for all you've got?
It's 4 for all you've got. You also have to take out a power to transform back into... So, you start in small. Yeah, Ant-Man, super uppercut, whatever. And then you have to spend a power to go back to small. And then you get another one. And then you would have to use his normal attack to change back to small to get a third one.
That's true. That's so true.
Speaking of Ant-Man, here's a tactic card for you. What about Pym Particles?
I was going to say that, and then I got distracted. What about Pym Particles?
Pretty good.
Can I go into story time real quick?
You can go into story time.
So I was playing against Brotherhood. They had just come out, and I had Punisher, who just unloaded into Magneto. He had hammers. He had the rapid fire, and Punisher did everything he could, but Magneto was left on 1 health, and Ant-Man was nearby. So Punisher spent 2 power, moved closer to Ant-Man, and then Ant-Man spent the power to toss the truck for the win.
It's pretty good. Taylor
Magneto. It can be a surprisingly cut clutch card. I really enjoy it.
Okay. Before we discuss that, I do think, because I've added all you've got, I add in field dressing.
Oh, 100%.
And that's my 2 restricted. So, I do like Pym Particles. Do I drop Blind Obsession for it?
That was the first one that came to mind, if you were going to drop one.
Yeah, Blind Obsession is a little sketchy on some of your characters.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's either Blind Obsession or Disarm.
I think it's Blind Obsession before Disarm.
I also think Blind Obsession into Pym Particles. And is there anything else that...
You want to lock it in? Are we gonna
talk about Reversal first? No, we're not going to talk about Reversal first.
No.
That's a lie. The actual question I was going to ask is, what about Recalibration Matrix?
I will say Avengers like Recalibration Matrix because they don't have a lot of reroll tech built into their kit at all. However, if you're looking at flexing Zemo and Loki into Avengers frequently, they will help alleviate some of that stress.
I think there are very few squads I build that doesn't have Baron Zemo in it.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, he synergizes well in Cabal because of home affiliation, and he also just works really well with Captain America for the discount on any of his superpowers, and just them standing side by side giving Captain America rerolls while Captain America can bodyguard him is solid.
You know what else kind of jank I missed? I missed the blind obsession Iron Man, whatever his thing with Captain America is. What's that one called?
Ricochet Blast.
Ricochet Blast. I could have done a blind obsession Ricochet Blast. See, I wish you had given me access to things that weren't just these two affiliations, because I definitely would have gone Thanos.
No, that wasn't the drill. Not this
time. I know.
Sucks to be you.
I love Thanos and Avengers. Because one of my locals did Thanos Ricochet Blast, so a 9 on injured. So it's an 11 die Ricochet Blast, reroll all the dice.
Oh my god.
I was just thinking I could do that with Blind Obsession. I could do it with Smash.
So Smash has got to be size of character, right? So you don't even have a size 3 in your list.
Yep, so you'd have to be pushing over a light pole.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, we've done some serious work with Smash over here at this shop, for sure.
In Brotherhood?
Oh, yeah, Brotherhood.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
The nice thing about these cards that you have right here is you only have one card that is affiliation-based, though. So you can take these in either one of these rosters and not have to worry about having to fill a requirement, with the exception of Avengers Assemble.
Oh, and Pym Particles.
You just have to run Ant-Man, but he's a 3 threat that you can plug in pretty well.
Yep.
But let's say that for some reason I run a Cabal list with no Ant-Man. I mean, I've got 6 cards I can run in. And
yep.
Yeah.
I feel like the only two that really feel like they need each other would be All You've Got Field Dressing.
Yep.
You
can run Field Dressing without All You've Got.
Right.
Yeah. And I was thinking the same thing for No Matter the Cost and a Med Pack. Like, they're pretty good together, but not necessary.
Yep.
So, all right, yeah. I think I'm going to lock it in. I think that's it. I think we're good.
Oh, shit.
All right. Well, so I guess in review, I'll cover the characters, and then we'll alternate from there.
Let's do it.
So, Josh, for your final roster that had to consist of 5 Avengers and 5 Cabal members, you ended up with Captain America, Vision, Ant-Man, Core Widow, and Wolverine for your Avengers. And then for your Cabal, you have Red Skull, Crossbones, Baron Zemo, my computer screen went dead, Loki, God of Mischief, and Infinity Gem of the Mind.
And then for our crisis cards, your secures, you have Demons Downtown, Deadly Meteors, and Mutant Madman. Your extracts, we've got Fear Grips, Panic Grips, and the Montesi formula.
Then wrapping it up with the tactic cards, your generic use, you have Field Dressing, All You've Got, Disarm, Med Pack, No Matter the Cost, and Advanced R&D, while Avengers Assemble is obviously limited to the Avengers, and the Pym Particles is limited as long as you have Ant-Man.
I dig it. I think I've got a monster grip in those extracts, too.
Interesting. So, you ready to hear what you're playing against?
Oh, God, I've been so ready to hear what I've been playing against.
So, I said it last night, I'll say it again. You two guys are the host of this show, so we kind of wanted to do opposite sides of the same coin. So you guys are playing the same affiliations with the same restrictions.
I love it. Oh my god. Did we come up with completely different rosters?
There are definitely some differences.
There are some similarities, but there are some extreme differences at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, I know he's got Loki. I know he's got Loki.
Why don't you give us your prediction of what you think that Kenny brought?
I would say Red Skull, Zemo, Loki with the Mind Gem, and Killmonger as his Cabal For Avengers, I could see Cap, Thor, Widow, maybe Panther. That's where it gets fuzzy. There's so many Avengers. It's so hard to figure out what you're going to take. But that, I'm pretty confident the Cabal lineup.
He definitely, yeah, there's some stuff you got right and there's some stuff you got wrong. I'll be interested to see what you guys think when y'all see each other's rosters.
I'm excited. I gotta go look at this as soon as this is done. That's so funny. I had an inkling of a thought that'd be really hilarious if you gave us the same limitations.
Yeah.
But I wasn't ever, I was like, nah, that's not gonna be that. Yeah. When you did old school, I was like, he's gonna get new school. He's gonna get the new stuff. Like, and you're gonna tell me I have to prove there's no power creep or something. There is no power creep.
I think this game's pretty balanced, and I think the interesting thing where the key components from both rosters, there's definitely definitive ways you can build these things, and they're not the same, right? And it just comes down to, I mean, that's what this is all about, is people's play styles and having fun and building some rosters and learning to play some stuff you might not normally play otherwise, right? I think I'll be really interested to see this game.
Oh, I'm excited. And are you guys going to build us a special map? Is that how we're going to do it?
We're going to try. We're going to see what we can come up with.
Thankfully, we have a little bit of time.
Yeah, and I was going to say we could accept submissions if anyone wants to make some sort of crazy map for us.
I really wanted to do like a mirror map.
Oh, that's so funny.
Since y'all are running the same kind of rosters and have the maps like actually balanced, like I hate balanced maps for the most part, but I thought in this kind of like mirror universe, that would be kind of cool.
So to the listeners, for people listening in, if you want to build and submit a mirror map to either me or Todd or Kenny or Mersane, they'll forward it on to us and we will look over and more than likely choose a mirror map that is going to be able to be perfectly balanced.
You know what? I'll go one step farther. I'm going to double down on that, Nate.
Uh-oh.
If we select one of these guys, one of the listeners, Matt, I will send them a vibranium heist kit.
Oh, goodness. I like this.
That's pretty solid.
That's pretty good. I like that.
I got a couple left over here. I'll get one out to somebody. I just mailed out like five of them this past week. So,
all right, yeah, no, I dig that. I dig a giveaway. Yeah, please send it. I'm gonna forward it to you guys. I'm not even gonna look at them if I get one. But it'd be ideal to send up to not even put it through mine or Kenny's hands. Like, if you need to get in touch with them or need us to tell you where to send it, I can do that, but I'd rather just not even have the temptation to look. Like I wanted to go straight to them. I want to come in completely blind.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. So reach out to us on the TTS Discord. You can find me as Thrawn24 hidden in there.
God, I don't even know what I am as on Discord anymore. They keep changing my name to like stuff with Venom. So I'm on there.
You were like Chazu or Tizio. Right now, you're Tizio Venom, the tattoo guy, or you could just look up Chazu.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Do you have a Venom tattoo?
I do not. I have a Peter Parker tattoo.
Peter Parker Venom?
No. Classic Peter Parker spider on my arm.
Heck yeah.
So, anyway.
I don't have any tattoos. I need a tattoo. I need to get Kenny's face tattooed on my hand if I win.
I don't need any more tattoos. I have too many. But I'll probably get one anyway, now that I've talked about it.
Okay. So, I also don't do outros, so how do we outro this?
Well, all right. Thanks for listening, guys. Is that good?
That sounds pretty good.
Now, check these guys out. Check us out online. Check us out on Turn Zero Gaming Discord, Facebook. We've got a Twitch account. We're going to be streaming some games for a couple leagues we've got going on. Yeah, you can catch up with us there. Nate, tell them where to catch up with you one more time.
Yeah, I'm over on YouTube at the Gamers Guild. I've got the battle reports, character reviews, occasional just discussions about Marvel Crisis Protocol. So feel free to give that a good look over.
Yeah, and I'm from Advanced R&D. We do a little podcast where we build rosters like we did today.
I mean, if you're listening to this, you probably found it. So good job.
Yeah, good.
All right, I think we're good then, right?
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, guys, for doing this. This was awesome.
All right, man.
Absolutely.
I'm equal parts entertained and probably stressed out. This is probably a lot of stress, but it's so much fun. It's that good, like, nervous energy. Like, I'm super excited. And me and Kenny have, like, refused to play each other to make this grudge match happen for, like, months.
He is he's going to wreck you. He's coming hard.
I know. He's ready. Like, we stared at each other Sunday, like, because we were waiting for other people to get up there to play, and we were the only two there to play. And, like, he's like, can we just play and act like it didn't happen? Like, no. You're going to beat me on stream, or you're not going to beat me at all?
Mm-mm-mm. Well, I got to go beat sooner now.
Go beat sooner.
So, all right, guys. Thanks for listening.
See ya. Something. Take care. Outro.
Happy holidays.
Insert outro. She said I'm crying on you. She said I waited up for you all night. I said I'm crying, mama.